You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. Well, here we are, and we are quickly approaching October. Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm recording my September frequently asked questions already. It's the 27th of September. And what I've been talking about this month? Well, it's been coming at us from all angles, hasn't it? August felt like a fairly quiet time. People were concentrating on keeping top of grass growth, bit of hand watering. So not loads going on this August. But September seems to have thrown everything at us. I've been talking a lot about drought, anthracnose, dollar spot, microdochium patch, crane fly. It's all been going on. And I suspect this September 2021 will go down as being having record high temperatures and ridiculously warm and mild both overnight and during the day. That's on the back of a fairly stable and disappointing August with low levels of light, but high levels of drought as well. I think it's worth highlighting because we need to understand the implications of these higher temperatures later in the year. It does seem to me that the later we go in the year, the milder we're staying, and we're really seeing that in December. But it's starting to tease out in the data into kind of September, October and November as well. Now that's important because the day lengths aren't changing in these months. So we are getting longer periods of kind of darkness, damp, dewy conditions, but sustained warm temperatures. I've spoken about this a bit in the podcast on the horizon with Henry, looking at kind of stopping hours. And we're seeing this. We're not seeing the colder hours, but we are seeing leaf moisture creeping up. So that's all part of the contribution to these challenging disease pressures. And you put that on the back of a kind of stressed plant from the lack of rainfall, you can see why we're getting these problems. So one of the first things I've been talking about, or one of the bigger things I've been talking about that's kind of come as a surprise this year, was dollar spot. And I've seen it all over the south of the UK this year. It seems to be presenting an increasing challenge for many people year on year. It does seem to be working its way up north as well. So definitely something we need to get a further handle on, as the key drivers and temperatures. Sorry, the key drivers are temperatures and humidity. So it's really important we understand this, and with some pretty good models out there that can help us with it. These milder periods later in the year that seemingly increase year on year, you know, it's highly likely that we're going to see this dragging on year on year, getting wider and wider. And with fescue being particularly susceptible to it, it does start raising the question of what grass species should we be trying to manage in the UK. That's a big old question, and one I'm not going to take on here. There's some pretty good models out there that I'm going to test. A lot of people have sent me some kind of details of where they are when it's broken out for them, so I intend to test all of those over the next couple of weeks and keep an eye open for a blog on that. But as far as the fungicide goes, Instructor Elite or Medallion will certainly help, but you do need to be realistic about longevity of cover from these products in these high pressure situations in really mild and damp conditions like we've had this month for 2 weeks of DC suppression. Probably what I'd expect to see in the field. Hopefully by the time you get to that end of the 2 weeks, the disease pressure will have dropped away and it will feel like you get a lot more of it, but well worth understanding that when you go into it. The next disease I'm going to talk about is anthracnose. This has rumbled on once again. August's cooler weather seemed to hold it at bay this year. But once that calendar flipped over to September, the gloves were off and away it went. There's a whole load of stuff on the blog about that. I've put some links into this blog, September FAQs on Greencast Advisory, so go and take a look at that. But in summary, if you see an anthracnose, you've got to go back to the basics. Lift those cutting heights. There's no getting away from it. Just take them up. And lots of people I talk to say, well, I have lifted my cutting heights. I'm at 3.5 mil. If you've got anthracnose, you need to get higher than that. I know nobody wants to do it because of the putting surfaces. You just need to accept you've got to go up. Lift and nutrition sounds counterintuitive, but to have a plant too lean is the easiest way to drive the disease. In my experience, a lean plant is very susceptible. Also, when you're applying fungicides, you need a decent amount of nutrition going on in that plant beforehand so that it can translocate it through the plant and defend itself. If you're running too lean on nutrition, then don't expect much out of your fungicide. Nutrition is the foundation here. Get a fungicide on, Instrata Elite or FR321 are both great options, and you're going to want to ensure you are under good levels of protection going into Microdochium season as well, because that's just around the corner, so we need to get to grips with that. Remember that a fungicide application with this challenge will only ring fence the uninfected turf at this stage. It will appear to get worse before it gets better, because the infection is slow, it will be in plants already, and once it's in there, it's very difficult to get to grips with. Amino acids can help during this period. Hycure will help during the stress periods to try and relieve the stress, put the plant in a healthier position so that it can cope with this. Try and drop cuts out and roll, and if it's soft and wet, then just avoid cutting if you possibly can. Loads of resources on the website and the blog on that one. Right, Microdochium patch. Well, we're moving into that season. That warm September has probably delayed things a little bit, or possibly delayed things a little bit. I suspect it's put a few people in that kind of question mark period where they're like, oh, shall I grow out? Will I, won't I? But with so many disease challenges around dollar spot and anthracnose, it's really important to stay focused here. Really good integrated turf management strategies with a focus on moisture management is critical. It's so mild at the moment, you don't want to be coupling that with prolonged periods of leaf moisture. So get that dew brush out, get anything out that can really knock that dew off. The more effective you can remove that dew, the better. And that's why I always steered towards rolling, because I felt that did a great job of really getting the dew off and getting it down into the lower levels. We have to be realistic about longevity of fungicides in this period. The weather really does challenge these things, and I'd always go to FR321 through this period, which is a one box solution we've put together of Heritage, Medallion and Rider. And that will probably give you your best longevity through this period because of the powerful combination that's in there. But I've put a blog together on fungicide longevity, so that's really worth taking a look. But during this kind of September or this mild period, you know, 2 weeks is probably what you're looking at realistically. That doesn't mean you have to go and apply another one at the end of 2 weeks, but you have to be realistic in understanding that after that point, you probably haven't got any cover. So you've then got to really build your ITM strategies around that to make sure you've got yourself covered, or at least you're controlling the disease that picks up after that. Right, crane fly, loads and loads of activity this month. You can see in the latest pest tracker reported sightings, which is on the blog. It did feel like it started earlier this year, but the peak seemed to fall at exactly the same time as it did in 2019 and 2020, which was about the second and third week of September. So in short, the message is be patient and delay your Acelaprin application till around the end of October and the beginning of November. Look, loads going on this month. It's a really tricky time. We're at the beginning of the winter. We've still got a bit of growth with us, so make the most of it. But don't let things get away from you. Keep things under control. Really invest that effort, because if we get it right now for September and October, once we get into the cooler months, fingers crossed they will come, things become a lot easier. If you let it get away from you now, trying to recover things in that November, December, January period when you haven't got the growth, becomes really, really difficult. But good luck, everyone. Stay really focused. Keep your team aware of what's going on and talk to them about scouting. But try, if anything, with fuzz microdoking patch on the horizon, just try to stay ahead of the game on it. All right, stay safe, everyone.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself, and thanks for listening.